You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Okay, the Pasuk says, V'yam Hashem after the whole Mice of Kaibach, V'yam Hashem Aaron, Atta Vanecha, V'nev Savicha, Itchatisus, Avoyen Mikdash, Atta Vanecha, Itchatisus, Avoyen Kunas. Gamas Achicha Mato Levi, Hakrav Itcha, V'ylov Alecha Yishasucha, Atta Vanecha, Itcha Lefnei Oyel Maya, Ha'edus. The Levim will help. In what way? V'shamu Mishmatu Mishmas Kol Oyel Achal, Kol Koyvan, Mizbech, Lekuvel, Himusu, and would take care of Nilvalach, V'shamu Mishmaris Oyel Moyed, Lechol Avoydus, Oyel Vizar Lo Yikov Alecha, V'shamatu Mishmas Kosh, Mishmas Mizbech, Leo Ad Ketzer B'Israel. Right? And in Bamid, but before we have, we'll see Vachoinim Lufnei Mishkan Kadem Lufnei Oymed Mizvach Moshe V'Aaron Bonav Shemim Mishmeres Amikdash LeMishmeres Bnei Yisrael V'Azar Karv Yumas. So the Gemara, there's a Masechta called, as we know, Maseches Tamid. So over there it says that there's a mitzvah to watch the Mikdash, a mitzvah of Shmir's Mikdash. That's how the Rambam describes it. Mitzvah Chav Beis Hishitzivanu Lishmer HaMikdash V'Laleches Svivav Tamid B'Chol Laila Kol HaLaila, to go around it every night, the whole night, L'Gadloi L'Chabdoi U'L'Reimim, basically in order to go ahead and exalt and make it to like Vu Amr Yisal Al Aaron, this week's parsha. Atu v'necha itchol fnei oyloi edus klaim Hashem yelafonai tam. There should always be there. Should be somebody there from Aaron's family, from the Kanav. K'var nichol tziv v'leb loshen achav v'im yisbach v'shamus mishmeres oyl moed v'loshen tzefri atu v'necha etan itchol lifnei oyloi edus akhan v'fnim alavim b'chutz. In fact, the Mishnah is over there says there were three places. The Kahanim were 21 places. The Levim were. Kloimar l'shamra v'lecha siva b'mechilta, which means a chazal, not the mechilta we have. They bring with my amru zel losh shamus mishas or ainly elabel say v'nayim b'loisa said tamalay shematos masakosh. There's a whole tumul yishamra esed essay. Basically, in the chinuch it answers the kash. He says since there's two psukim, so the two psukim tell you one is an essay and one is a loisa say. He nekvar asar mesuchos. So this proves to you kishmiras mitzvah essay. Vishon Nema, Gdula Lamikdash Shieshal of Shemim, Lod Daime Pal Turin. You can't compare a castle, Shieshal of Shemim, the Pal Turin Shainal of Shemim, that has gods. Viadua Kipalturin, Shema Hechel, Vamu, Kimagdolas Hechel, Mesa, Shieshemim, Sudam, Love, Kvasbar, Mishpele, Mitzel Kulam, Rishon, Sechstam, Sechsmidis. And then in Mitzel, in Loisa says, Samach Zion should be, in Samach Zion, so he says, "Hushaziranu misatzel b'shmiras hamikdash, u'maleches saviva tamid kol alayla, v'u amr yisal shemata b'smishmeres kodesh." So, v'kvar biyanu b'mitzvah of beis, b'mitzvah esse shmiras mikdash leches saviva mitzvah esse. V'hinevayin eshe bittel zeh, hu mitzvah lois esse. V'lashe mechilta, shom, again, it's a chazal, not the mechilta we have. Shemus mishmeres almayed ain li ala be'esav b'loisav v'nayin tam aloyma shematus meyad koy. Okay, that's so. Rama says it's a lav and an essay. Now, so now let's go to five and base of here. Rambam says also shmiras hamikdash halacha aleph shmiras hamikdash mitzvah essay. Afal pi she'ain sham pachad ma'oivin. Even though we're not afraid of usually Hashem, what's a night watchman? Make sure that people don't go in there and steal. Right, v'loy melistim, and not for oivim, not for listim. It's not like gods who chmatz on the last Shabbos. I was asking, we did the chadush harim, the nilas sharms. So asking my enekuch at the table, what does a doorman do? So being that they lived in that soil so many years, they say he checks to make sure that you have no ammunition. Right, that's you know, they don't know. Oh, you don't know about the doorman. They never saw that. You know, the doorman opens up the door for you. The doorman checks to make sure you have no ammunition. So he says it's not that. She'ain shmirasa l'kavod lights, a kavod, right? Ain le'dayim epalterin she'eshel of shemrin, like the Chazal he quotes over there, le'palterin she'ain alav shemrin. Halacha beis, v'shmirazu mitzvasa kol alayla. V'ashemrin, hey ma'kahan v'lim v'shemata v'necha yitra l'fnei oyel eidus, klei ma'atem tiyu shemrin loy, he brings a psukim. So that's the Rambam says. And well, so the Rambam says the mitzvah is belayla. So now it says shloshim mekayim shemim beis hamikdash. It says where they watched, and then later on it says that they used to make sure, just in go around, in case somebody fell asleep and this and that. So the Rambam learned Poshim Shat. It says that they went around, going to sleep, that the Shmir was Belayla. That's what the Rambam says. The mitzvah is Dafka Belayla. It's the Mefarish and Tamid. Right? So it says, Hayu Elias, the Shmir is Kahanim, Tzarech Elias Mokan Gavaya, Kadnafka Gomar, Vilu Velech Shasucha. So now he's bringing really the Psukim. The psukim from beforehand, the ones that this week said, and says v'gzeres hakosuvim shmiz loyser lamata etz asharim l'chol karelay apostle levim shayarim b'mikra l'fish loyser shmiyosan etz ela etz alshav v'kaim shayim loyser baalias b'makom gavoya k'derech shayim ear v'kol shayim ear bein b'yom bein b'layla lo yoyishenim. They did. He says clear. Ben b'yom ben b'layla, and he goes the esemvar. He goes into how many there is. So number seven, Mishra Melech, v'shmirizu mitzvasa kol layla. Hamefaresh lemeseches tamid kosav. The shmirah haisa b'yom b'layla. Ach rabbeinu Shmaya. The Rishayim quote the Rash Mishan. They quote rabbeinu Shmaya. Bereish midas kosav. He's quoting the Farshim in the Shmira Haisu Balaila, V'chein Udas Arav, and the Rambam, V'divre HaMefarsh Tumum Be'inai. He doesn't say exactly what bothers him. Vice does, the Tais Yom Tov asks this kasha, the Be'er Sheva Talmud of the Morale, he asks this kasha, and they basically say, because the Mishnayos talk about how they went around with candles, they went around making sure nobody fell asleep. So how could the Mefarsh say it was Balaila? Comes along the Mishnah Menachas Chinuch. And he says, "Shenistavo kanevim lishma mikdash kol laila shemba dine mitzvah zubavur baramba milchus bet vine nilma besechs tamid mikroy the kanim shemba begin with mekaymus right with number 8 valavim bechof al mekaymus mivur baramba rabba chabes shmuz mitzvah surag balaila vamefarish b'mesechs tamid kosav the mitzvah zu neegus beyoyim ubalaila vamishra melech meviyay v'kosav the divrei mefarish tumuim. V'gamri isi b'sefer be'er sheva shetama mefarsh. V'kasa de dava zela haya v'loy nivra. De mitzvah zu ena negas b'layla chen kasa rambam v'smag. That's their kash. So, in fact, I'm going to chinuch. It's the tzorchiyin. Adarabba. Minolan de ena ele b'layla. Kivin she'ena mipnei pachad, since it's not because of pachad, ele mipnei ha-covid. In other words, if you say it's pachad, so good, so pachad, most of the time when you're scared of robbers, they come at night, it's night crawlers, whatever you call it, right? That's the daytime, people are around. At night, you know, so there's no avoid, there's nothing going on. That's when you're afraid. He says, but since the Rambam says, it's mipnei covid, the paltrin malachim, gamken. Okay, I leave it. I've not seen. Last time I saw this was I was 6 years old. We were in Greece, as far as I remember, and there was shaman around some castle around, you know, with the little tassels. I remember as a little kid, and they were going around. And as far as I remember, it was daytime. But a kopanim, that's what he says, that when they have shaman by a castle to show the chashivas, right? Imagine you were going to what's it called over there,
Buckingham Palace.
So there's shaman there the whole day, right? Pukhazi, the Paltan Malachi Hashem Yayim. V'i, Mishum, the Mishum of Hu, Dofak, it says over there he did at night, he made sure people asleep. Ain't right, got mentioned at Isha Abayis, so Machs, Uchad Malsanakat. The Biyayim ain't Dach Lishan. At nighttime, that's what we're afraid about. People might fall asleep. People are used to falling asleep at night. So if you have somebody working the night shift, you got to make sure that they doesn't sleep. Rak Belayla. Ke'es, Amy Yodeya, Tam, L'divrei Rishem. Now, besides the Rambam, it's Taisis all over, Rush is all over, Taisis Rush. It's Kemet all the Shem, except the Mefarish, say that it's only Belayla. So Minchas says, I don't understand why it should be way. The same in direct Belayla. The Efshu Matsube is a Brais of Tzachin, I don't know where they got it from. Okay, now, see, he says it's not for us, so what is it? It's for COVID, like the Rambam says. But the Goyin says a new thing. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Ma'al Sheiris in Paragimel over there, the second Pesukim, Vishamru, that the Goyim says is an extra Pesukim to tell us, not only Mishkan, but based on Vish, Lefish Shmiras HaMikdash Shalav, Shaloy Yikarv Zar. You see, Rashi says, not also the Gedula, Shaloy Yikarv Zar. That's the reason. Kamoshenema Atav Anecho Vesavich Yitchatisus Avay Mikdash. But Levim Alolam Asayin, I said, Vizeo Sheiris. All right? So you see, according to Rashi, like the Goyim says, that the reason is because of Zar. Because Zar shouldn't go in. Now, let's go back to 10. So the Tiferes Yisrael, he quotes, I think, the Taisis Yom Tov, that the Taisis Yom Tov says that the reason you do it is because of Gedula. Right? Because of Gedula, because of COVID. Ein adayim apalter in Shul Melech. I believe, let me just find the Tiferes Yisrael here. He goes on, v'lo mepachad genoven, he says, like, rak mepachad, the people of God. So on that, the Tiferes Yisrael in his Pirish Boyas, Yochan Boyas, Kiyadua, Kach Kasa Rambam, Perk Besser, Ulefiza Tzach Loim Alefinas Daiti, Dafa Pika Shem Shem Rak Balaili. He said, like you were saying before, Kedamashim Askana Masisim, because it says that they used to talk about do at night. Mishum de Beyayim Ain Tzach Shishmu Lesimin Kovid. The beloved Zeh, beloved Zeh, Hayalichus a Kahanim, Bavadasam, Anava, covered I'm a Kula. What are you doing there all day? The whole day they're doing Avodas Hashem, right? So, as long as we look at it the right way, don't think it's just a butcher shop, right? The whole thing is about Kvayt Hashem. You don't need Shemans. Buckingham Palace needs people walking around because who's Buckingham Palace? The Zelba, you know, they do everything we do also. Like they just happen to have a lineage. From who? From Richard Lionheart or whoever. But a kaponim over here, the pshat is the whole place is mali kovid. At night, where it's quiet, there's not a void the dawn. So memele they needed it. Ava balayla shame ba void the v'reiv akarnim oivim yeshenim sarich laharis kovid v'gdula beis labayis hakadosh adem mishmaris sheshemim labayke shemim labayke lefteyach hashem laschal shuv az b'void esamela. So that's what the kovid was at night. That's what he learns the pshat. Look at Rashi in Divrei Yomim. Divrei Yomim. V'yasu levim kol yudah kol shatzi v'yayodah koin v'yikhu as ish as anasha v'yishabes v'yayitzi v'yishabes ki lo pata yudah. Okay. Look at Rashi. Oysma levim dugma lishkab klam v'tumim v'yam v'chom v'lof shah. Kim lishma lishkas ki yoimem v'layla. It's a Rashi. Choy v'alayim b'mlecha lishma zaras lishka lefika chay p'tumim v'kol sham v'lecha zar. It says a certain Beis Av, they would go ahead and Bishema Yom of Elilah. So Pella, that all the, this is what I heard once, that all the Mefarshim ask on the Mefarsh Keilu, you know, so Pella the Gazach is going to get Rambam, Smag, Rashi and Divrei Yom. Oh, so could be the Machloikis is that the Machloikis, just want to show you also, in 15, it says also, B'shloshim akoyim askanim shemim beis amikdash beis avtinas beis anitzitz beis amev alevim beis ayah and so forth. Same type of Mishnah. So Taisis Yom Tov also says over there, Pir Shirav kol alayla v'ken kazar bein shmaya, as we said before, v'chein lo shirambam v'ein niron divam mefarshim sartam shkos yishem yom v'layla. So on that is a Rishash on the side. Rishash says that could be the mucker of the Rambam is in the old Mishnah, it's in the back. Maybe that's why they don't do it. But the new, these new Mishnah, it's on the side. Vali says, he would say, Ashtikam Makat Rambam, because the Gimel Kahanim, the Gemara learns that, how do you know Gimel Makayim is a Kahanim? Because in this week's Parsha, it says three times Mishmeris. So in Cain, and it was talking to Aaron Ubanov, how many Kahanim were there then? So he says, the only way you can have a, if you'd have a Mishra Yom and Valayla, right? You didn't have any other kahanim. So it was not shaykh, even though it's hard to imagine how they, when they fell asleep exactly. But he says if the pshat was they had to do shmira, you wouldn't have kahanim to do a vayda. How many kahanim were at the time of the Mishkan? That's his. But upon him, we have a machoikis. Could be that's the machoikis. If you hold, like Rashi Taka says in Chumash, that it's to make sure Zar doesn't go in, so you need a shmir during the day too, right? Rahman Slan, we see. The Har Bais is open. People walk in the whole day. I was once over there. Shlomo Zalman was there. It was the only time I ever saw Shlomo Zalman in my life. So somebody told me that when he walked by there, he would mamish cry. You know, when they go up that step to go, He says, imagine all of a sudden, by the Kaisel, you had a store open selling chazer. Selling chazer. They'll make a by the Kaisel, Amela, Shemi Racham, but by the Kaisel, he says, what's the difference? It's a question of Issacharis. According to Rambam, it's a question of Issacharis. So right in front of the Kaisel, it just says, according to religious sanctity, those that are religious are not allowed to go up. Like, you know, it says, well, it's a Himmel Geshrei. He says, well, how do you allow such a Zach? Okay. But Kaponim, according to Rashi, if the hope shot is the Zalo Yikov, it's Yerim V'Layla. Rambam, it's covered. So the covered's Dafka Layla, and the Yerim was Kulama covered. That's the Machlex. Okay. Comes along Sefri. So I saw this in a Sefer. He asked the following question, and I'll say over what he answers. It's on a computer. The Sefri. Like Tuli said, maybe the mitzvah is even Yisrael could do the Shmira. B'mashra. Tamadloim mata Levi. Shemeani afanoshim, even women, you hear? Chava meaning the Sefri, that women could go around guarding the Mikdash. Tamadloim mar. Shevet avicha zachar mashika shemeyam mata Levi. I know this is. But we have Esachicha lohitzis anashim. Dafka achicha v'lohitzis. Women don't do the shemitzvah. Okay. So he asks the following kasha. Bishop according to Mefarish, the Rashi, and the Reyomim. That what? That it's Yom V'layla. Okay. So you think that women that are kahanim, but are slavey, maybe they would have the mitzvah to do it. But according to the Rambam, but that's the kasha on the Rambam. Why isn't it called the mitzvah seishas mayim grama? That's what it is. So what Paul's saying is that you find, even though the Rambam is not mashari, because Rambam says that in other places that could be Laila is called if it's totally in something else, by bikurim, by sfei. So I'm as yeah, you could learn it different ways. Okay, but let's assume pashas it's a mitzvah seishas mayim grama. So he asks Akasha, why isn't this called? What do you need a pasuk called the Rambam? It's a mitzvah. That's his kasha. So he says a teretz, and I want to say that the teretz can't be, and we'll say, maybe a different way, you can say it falls teretz too, but like this. He says that since it's a loisaseh, so I would say, okay, women are chayv and loisaseh. So since they're chayv and the loisaseh, right, therefore, I would say that they have the din of mikdash, the loisaseh, commercial in this pasuk, because of the loisaseh. Oh. So let's start off with this. In Kedushin, now we don't have to go through everything printed, it'll be too much, but we've done this many times, so hopefully we know it. In the Brice it says, Ezu mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama. One of the examples, we'll use the one example, is ma'akah. A ma'akah, or when you put a gate around your roof, because that's a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama, nashim chayavis. Fact all the Rishayim. What do you need a pasuk? What do you need a brisa to tell you? Women are chayv and maika. Even if they'd be potter from mitzvah sheshen as man grama, or even if it would be a mitzvah sheshen as man grama, they'd be chayv because of love of loisasim damim beveisecha. As I fact that loisasim damim beveisecha is. Well, that's what Taisus asks. Okay, that's what Taisus asks. You know what? Let's start first with this. I'm sorry, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's first start with this. Taisus in a few places. Taisus in Ksubis, Memtes, on the base, that there's a Gemara there, the Gemara in Bava Basra, and in Gimel, that by Tztaka, you can be koi for a person, there were koi for a certain person for Tztaka. Person, you're supposed to give Tztaka for the area, right? And people are, one giving Tztaka, so the Gemara there will force them to give Tztaka. For Taisus, what's the right to be koi for? Because the din is koifin ala mitzvahs, right? The Gemara says in Ksubis that you could be koif for a person to do mitzvahs. Fractaisis, but there's a klal, mitzvahs essay, shemat and schar betzida, ain't koif for love. There's a din, for instance, mezuzah. You can't, a person doesn't put a mezuzah, you can't force a mezuzah. Why? Because by mezuzah it says, laman yirbu yameichem. Right? So the mitzvahs essay, it's a mitzvah essay, that there, by the mitzvahs essay, it says what the schar is. What the schar is, right? If it says what the schar is, you can't force a person. It's a very, you know, difficult Gemara to understand. Why is that way? Rashi says a very shver tam. Rashi says because the pshat is koifin a person is an oinish. The oinish is it says in the Torah you won't get yibu yameichem, which is shver because lachayv forcing a person not an oinish. Forcing a person is arvis. It's toichacha to make sure. Many years ago, I heard from a footnote, he was said over, he said in a maimon in Eretz Yisrael, that the Rishonim say, every time the Torah says something which is schar b'tzida, it's all things that the normal human being wants. L'man yititav lach, yarichin yamecha, yibu yamecha, and so forth. So he says, all mitzvahs, why are you allowed to force a person to do mitzvahs? The Rambam says, even though he doesn't want to do it, but deep inside, he really wants to do it. So you're bringing out his ratzon apnimi. Over here, the Torah says, I want you to do it for the ratzon achitzoni. Yibu yamecha, do it for that too. So if he doesn't have the ratzon achitzoni, you can't force him to do it. But whatever it is, that's the din. Frektes akasha, so how do you force a person to go ahead and give tzedakah? By tzedakah, it says, l'man yitablach. It says, you'll have all kinds of, l'man yivarechach Hashem. It says, brachas, you'll get all kinds of brachas. Right? The six brachas if you do tzedakah. There's all kinds of mitzvah brachas that if you do tzedakah. It's a mitzvah, says the Shabbat and Tzchar B'tzida. Zoktai says, but 1 second, there's two lavin also. L'sikba, l'samitzi, not allowed to hold back your hand, don't harden your heart. So Mimela, you're in a chanami. For the mitzvah to say, you can't force a person. But you're forcing a person because of the loisa. So that's what Taisa says. In fact, the Nesivis and Beis Yankiv and Ksubis over there, he asked the following question. We know Gemara that we learned as kids, right? Shema Aveda. Gemara says, if you're Shema Aveda, what kind of Shema are you? You're Shema Chinam, you're doing it for free? Or is it Shema Aveda? Is it Shema Sacha? Right, because he called the Shema Sacha, you're getting paid. Were you getting paid? So Gemara says, Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. That's Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, because while he's taking care of the Aveda, if an Ani would come and ask him for tzedakah, he would say, excuse me, I'm being Oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, right? Oisik b'mitzvah, potem mitzvah. Therefore, you gained through watching this Aveda, you didn't have to give tzedakah. That's called schar. So it's called Shema Sacha. Frek de Nesivis. Isaac b'mitzvah, potter mitzvah, we heard by essays. But by loisa says, since when's are you potter? Rahman Slan, we should never know. If a person's an oinin, why doesn't he make brachas? Why doesn't he daven? Why doesn't he put on tefillin? Right? Shal is why we wear tzitzis. It's not a posh of why we wear. I mean, Shom Zalman has, we wear it, I don't know. But an oinin puts on, you know, he never thinks about it. Shom Zalman says, it's part of your clothing, it's something you used to, could be, okay, whatever it is. But the din, the mice is your potter, really. Inside the din, it should make sense. You don't have to put on tzitzis. Mechitais, you should put on the beggar. Right? Lo shemanu, anybody doesn't put on their tzitzis, Ruchman Tzolim is an oinen. But the din is an oinen, so he eats without brachas. But if he eats bread, he has to wash his hands. That's the din. The place could say, why? Because that's an issa to eat without washing your hands. So Memela, he said, even though you don't make brachas, you don't bench, but washing your hands after, it's a davar muskim by all the poiskim. I'm just giving you a mashal. Oisik mitzvah doesn't pati from averis, pati is from mitzvahs. For the nesivas, so if Taisus says the reason you force a person to give tzedakah because of lavin, why don't you have, how do you say that oisik mitzvah is pati from giving tzedakah? Ain't a chanam, you pati from esiv, you got a loisas, how does a pati from the loisas, sir? So in Micah, Taisus says Akasha. Gemara says, the bride says, the women are chayv and Micah. Right? Women are chayv and Micah. Since women are why are chayv and Micah? Because it's Esther Shana's man grandma. Frak Taisus, what I need, a bride to tell you that women are chayv and Micah. They're chayv anyway because Allah saws them, dumb and beveisacha. Okay? So Taisus has a teretz, and all the Rishonim have different teretz. Comes on the Ramban, and the Ramban says, it's no Akasha. Why? Because what does Lord Sassim Dhamma Vesecha tell you? It tells you, make sure to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Makkah. So since it says that the Pshan Delav is, make sure you do the Mitzvah, if women would be part of Makkah, they'd be part of the Lav. The Lav is to make sure you do the Mitzvah. So what's the Hokasha of Taisus and all the Rishonim? Says Ramban, that women are chayv to build a Micah anyway, even if me as man grammar, or even a woman will be part of a mitzvah seishol as man grammar, because they chayv and lavin. This lav means, it's not a lav, don't eat chazer, don't be mechal Shabbos. The lav is, make sure you do the mitzvah Micah. So if they're part of a Micah for some reason, whatever the reason will be, they'll be part of the lav too, says no kasha. Zokta Rameya Simcha, Zokta Asameach. Therefore, we have an answer, like Avril says. Therefore, why? What's the Beis Yankov's kasha and the Sivus's kasha? Why don't you say that since I'm potter from what do you call it, from doing the mitzvah of Micah, some part of the lav. So the same thing over here, right? Before we get to it, the same thing over here, since you're part of from the mitzvah of tzedakah, because I said the mitzvah, you're part of the lav. That's what Meir Simcha says. Okay, good. So one could say is, yeah, good, but the other Rishonim, so the other Rishonim didn't say this teretz of the Ramban. It's a good teretz, but it's only according to the Ramban. The teretz, I'd say, is not that way. Over here, everybody would agree. I remember vaguely a Stipler saying it. Over here, why? Loisasim dam v'sech, what does it mean? It doesn't mean build a mica. Loisasim dam v'sech means, what? Oh, yeah, if you have a banana peel on in your house, and people walking in, you're over loisasim dam. If you have a megadol kelev ra, the Gemara says. If you have a wild dog, right? You're not allowed to be megadol kelev ra. Why? Loisasim dam v'sech. It has nothing to do with mitzvah. One of the ways of loisasim dam v'sech, if you have a roof and people are walking on the roof, so by the dinners, you got to build a mica because otherwise it's sasim. So the pshat is, it's too, the other Rishonim will argue in Ramban, say, l'sasim is not necessarily the assay. Masha enkein et tzedakah, that's pashut and it's tzedakah, what is the mitzvah of the lav of tzedakah? Don't not do the mitzvah you're supposed to do. That's what it's telling you. Otherwise, we wouldn't. What does the pasuk mean? The pasuk's telling us that don't not be mekayim this mitzvah. So then, avada, it's very. Everybody would agree that's the teretz. If you don't have a mitzvah because Isaac mitzvah bought a mitzvah, then you don't have the lav. The lav is, and as Gavriel says, kicks in only if the essay. If there's no essay because Isaac mitzvah bought a mitzvah, there's no lav. So avada, the same thing by Shmiras Mikdash. Shmiras Mikdash says there's a lav. Lav to what? A lav not to be. In fact, if you look at the Rambam's Lashon in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he says it in Samach Zayin, Shebitl Zeh who mitzvahs loisase. To be mevatel what? To be mevatel the mitzvah says. Kvar biyanu be mitzvahs chav beis. Shishmiras Mikdash is mitzvahs esay. Vebitl Zeh who mitzvahs loisase. Being mevatel the mitzvah. Over here it's poshut. That's what I mean. What else does it mean? A lav of what? A lav to lay. There's no other meaning in the mitzvah, in the lav, unless it means mitzvah. So that's why I say it's shver to say that's a test. So the question is, so what do we say? So we can say about falls way, which goes into the whole. But if you look in the Mishnah in Midah, in Tamid, the Mishnah Tamid says, V'haroibim, haroibim, shomrim sham. Jerry, you learned Sukkah recently? What? No, yes, you did. No, you didn't learn Sukkah? Not recently?
Not recently.
3 years ago. Okay. Varevim. So what does it say by the Kruvim? What? Ravya. Ravya. What's Ravya? Ariva. What's Ariva in the Lashon Gemara? A young lad. The Rav. Yeladim. Targum Yelad Ravya. Someone who's growing up. Haina Ravi, say the Gemara says. When you're in the process of maturing, you're going up. So he says, kids used to watch the Mikdash. They used to have kids watch the Mikdash. So Minchas Chinuch says this. He quotes this din. And listen to this. He says, L'chayra nira, the af cherish shaita v'katan k'sherim l'zeh. A shaita, a katan, they're not mitzvah in the mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is that? How could you have a chayra shaita katan? After he mitzvahs a say, so let's push it. Are you allowed to toivel? We've done this, let's see if he remembers. Can you toivel kalim with a guy? What?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, it's a mitzvah, but
yeah,
the mitzvah is. What?
You
mean a goy builds a mica.
Right.
So in other words, there are mitzvahs that the mitzvah is the state of having it. Right? If you have a house, you build a house in a mica, you're makayim a mitzvah. You didn't do anything. The mitzvah is to have a mica. The mitzvah is a kli that's from a guy. Has to be toivel. So Shulchan Aruch says that if you toiveled it al yidei goy and you watched it, it's good. You have to watch it. You can't trust the goy. I had this Pesach, a fella comes over and he pays, see how careful you have to be. Pesach by night, And he says, or Pesach after davening, he says, his child forgot to tell the Rav about Mechiras Chametz. Okay, his child, how old is he? 12 years old. I said, you know, okay, I didn't want to make her feel bad, but I said, listen, next time, a 12-year-old, you can't be soymich. The din is you need, you know, even a 13-year-old, I don't know. But I'll be din, okay, fine. So what do I do now? I said, look, you mevatle, don't get nervous. I don't want to get nervous. The chametz is, you're not over by Rav, but the din is, you have to destroy the chametz, right? You have to destroy the chametz. Because the din is, the Chazal said, there's a din of beer, chametz shema yavel achle. So what's the din? So like the Mishnah, the Gemara says, you take a kli, you put it on top of this, and matzah yamtif, you burn it. Somebody, Rabbi Elio Schneider, told me that one time, Rav Yankiv Yafin, a shiva, was sitting at the Seder, and he's godless of a person, you know, so he goes and he looks like this in the kitchen, and suddenly he says, matcha, come here, bring a geyser teppel, bring a big pot. He says, take the pot, and just go to the top shelf and just put it on top. He opens up, he sees a big cake there, puts it on top, that's it. Imagine we would, we'd give out his eyes, what'd you do? His wife had baked the cake, and he remembered she forgot to give it to that person, like for, she. The din, okay, relax. First, that's the din. And first of all, you're not over by your own. It's a shiva yavel achle. Okay. So I tell the guy, right, listen, cover it. Matzah yamtif. Right away, you come home, burn it. Get rid of it, destroy it. Okay. And Chol HaMoed, I seen Yankel, he took care of it. No, I didn't. I got a better idea. I gave it to the shiktz instead. So I gave it to the shiktz instead. I said, what'd you do? I said, you can't have enough from it. He said, I didn't get any enough. I gave it to her. She let her have enough. What I got? He says, wait a minute. You're getting enough because, so if you don't learn, a person, what can I know? By giving it to her, clean your house a little bit, open up the door for you. That's the Gemara. You see how, you know, you talk about burning. So what I have to burn it for? I had a better eitza. But anyway, so there are certain things. The mitzvah is not to do it. It should be done. Right? Kalim, if you have a shiksa doing it, the shal is with the bracha. So if you make a bracha, that's a machoikis. Oh. So zoktam, ikka mitzah hiala bezin, shukahanim, shulavim, bezin shisol, da mikdash, yelchu, savivav, shayimim, makanav, levim. The mitzah is, just like we have to build a base of mikdash, and we have to build a maika. So over here, there's a mitzah on the tzibah to make sure they're kahanim. So he says, kahanim are good enough to go around. Im ken kivin shamina isa makayim mitzah. The mitzvah zui or mitzvah yisrael, b'chol inin kimu kol yisrael mitzvah zayis. V'chem of war, they brings this with, that there were ruivim there, v'pirish shamefaresh, or the Rav Rubim, hayne shaloi gila ben shaloi shesah. V'amisha melech, hevi divrei mefaresh, v'arm t'mum, eich yitachin the mitzvah zu, shi shmir samikdash, shi mitzvah sasei, yanichu oysa lasos v'ktanim, she'ena b'nei mitzvah. Okay, Mary says, it means under 20. Under 20 could do it. The Kahai Gavni find also, he says, there's a mitzvah of Achilas Kotchim. He mitzvahs a say, right? He says, the Rambam says over there that a cotton could eat Kotche Kadoshim. He can eat it, right? He could eat Kotche Kadoshim. Why? The Torah says, because the mitzvah is not on you to eat it, the mitzvah to be consumed, exactly, that the food should be eaten. Who can eat it? Anybody who's shaykh to that.
What if they locked up the best mitzvah? Have to be a person who
does it? Yes, it's mashra, that's the, especially if you're old, that's the covered, you have people walking it. So Vada, according to this, there would be a place to say, women are chayiv. If the whole thing is, if chayiv is shayt or cut, according to Minchas Ninach HaGod, that's the poshim shan in the Mishri, Aruvim, so Mamela, Isha would be good too, if not for the Xeris HaKasav. Or it's, and Achanami, she's potter. We're not talking about her, a cotton is also potter, shayt is also potter. But that's how you do it. Lamashal, Magen Avraham says that if a person was makabel Shabbos, all of a sudden a woman was makabel Shabbos, so I don't remember before, something happened over there, and then she realized she didn't light the licht, right? So she, the makom mitzvah, you're allowed to tell a guy, according to these, it goes to different shitas, about the, you should ask before if it ever happens, and to tell a guy to light the ner Shabbos. For example, how do you have shlichus with a guy? A guy has no shlichus. I am a kind of mitzvah. So the rabbi in the Shulchan Acharav, he says that the mitzvah is not, you have to make sure it's done, but it doesn't have, you can do it through a guy too. The mitzvah is to make sure it's lit. So, no, it's, you can't leave a lit on. It's a little different. It has to be an action of lighting. You can't leave a, let's say all the electricity is good, as it is, you can't leave the electricity on. You have to switch it off and turn it back on. So we also, you would think women are not that they're chayev. What was the kasha they asked? Well, according to the Rambam, if it's a zman grama, women are potter. Other women are potter. But women are isik in it, that's the mitzvah, to make sure it's done. Then you would say that there's a kiyum mitzvah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.